We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great thing is we don't have to answer hypotheticals in our world. We can just deal with realities. There's a great rule in our league that you can't talk about or do anything that you can't execute. So luckily there's nothing to talk about or execute right now. And when that becomes available, luckily we're on the record. I think of what we feel and how strongly we feel, and we're not going to discuss it anymore beyond that. And I think it's a great position to be in. The team is focused on getting better every day. Giannis is focused on getting better every day, maximizing the season and figuring out, you know, the future when it comes to that. But a lot of the things that we do every single day is to create a culture of winning and an environment of winning and success to really be positioned for not only the ultimate success now, but long-term sustained success going forward. And so that's where we're at today, and I think we're going to continue to focus on that.
Bucks GM John Horst right here on these airwaves yesterday, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM. We had the pleasure of talking to a couple of general managers, David Stearns and the aforementioned Horst. You can always find those interviews, 1057fmthefan.com, also the radio.com app, and you can set that up on your Fire Stick or your Alexa or whatever. And now I just said Alexa, so now some Alexas went off. I'm sorry. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Ryan Horvath. We'll start with the Bucks. Although honestly, I'd rather get into the Sixers Nets game, but we can start with the Bucks. Bucks are dominant. They won. They beat like a bunch of their old friends. 126-106. Game never in question. We talked about sometimes the Bucks kind of get out there and takes until the third quarter before they decide to try. This one was over as soon as this one was tipped off for Rims.
Yeah, they had a double-digit lead for the most of the game last night. You know, got off that at 18-9 lead. You know, Giannis was great. They have the Pistons. When the Bucks play the Pistons, it's like Michigan State against Northwestern. You know, it's going to win the game, and you know it's going to be at least by double digits. And that seems like every time these two teams meet, you know, the Bucks might toy around with them maybe for like 3 minutes, and then the game is over. And the Bucks, I mean, the Pistons are terrible. They got all the buyouts. They got guys who are hurt in that team. But when you're throwing out, John Henson, Tony Snell, and Christian Wood trying to guard Giannis Antetokounmpo, that's some bad news for the Pistons.
Let's not forget old friend Thon Maker as well.
And Thon.
Did you like seeing those guys again? You got to see John Henson with the undershirt?
Yeah. It just reminds me of a lot of 7th.
You get to see Thon Maker.
Reminds me of 7th and 8th.
All these
seeds.
Guys that I've liked.
Yeah. Good riddance.
I got a plan. You take that Pistons roster. You remove Derrick Rose. You send him to Milwaukee. We give back DJ Wilson. He joins up with the rest of that Pistons team. We build a rocket ship. We place them all in that rocket ship. We blast them straight to the moon so I never have to see that team again. Brutal. I love you, Tony Snell, but holy cow, I don't like to watch you play basketball. Christian Wood, I wish the Bucks actually would have hung on. I'm with you now,
yeah,
Bart.
Yeah, now.
Over Paul Gasol, like for 3 games. Yeah.
Anyone that's ever disagreed with me on Christian Wood is stupid.
But Thon could.
He had talent from the beginning.
Thon could drive the ship right into orbit.
But for Wood, for his career, this is, I mean, him going to a bad team is a good thing for him because now he gets to play. Now he gets to get on the floor.
He's so good, the Pistons are like, we don't need Andre Drummond.
I remember growing up, I was like, how good is Mitch Richmond and my dad? And my dad's like, well, he's good. But on a bad team, somebody has to score 30 points per game.
But, I mean, the Pistons are just so bad. I mean, they're just They're a complete mess. They're like what we used to be here in Milwaukee. They got guys who can't play.
It's all of the guys.
It is. Well, it's all the guys who couldn't play here and are over there and you know, fumbling around. But the Bucks were just. I mean, that's just a typical game last night. They were just great. They hardly turned the ball over, and they dominated. Only problem with the game is, you know, you're up by 30 points in the second half, and Giannis is still in the game. It's like, get him out of there, man. I hate seeing Giannis in the game. That's my only drawback of Bud. Great coach, wonderful season. But I just don't like seeing my guy Giannis in there, our guy Giannis in there, when, you know, the Bucks are up by 30 in the fourth quarter. It's like,
well,
what's the purpose?
Giannis's minutes per game are very low considering. It's not like he's running him out there Tom Thibodeau style.
But it's unnecessary. It's just like, get him out of there. Let's bubble wrap him and keep, because this is a season that's going on until June. I mean, there's a couple of hard fouls there. Giannis got teed up. It's just like, I don't need to see any of that. They're up by 30 points. Why is he even in the game? But if, you know, that's my only.
Yesterday, I don't mind. It's his first game back and
trying to get a sweat.
I know he played in the All-Star game, but
yeah, they got Philly coming up here Saturday night. It's been a long-standing criticism. It's like I'm watching a Bucks game, and you know, hey, who's to criticize when the Bucks are up by 30 points? I love it. I just don't want to see Giannis getting there. I don't want anybody taking any shots at him, unnecessary injuries. Get him out of there, and let's get the victory and move on to a better day.
I really. To go back to the rocket ship.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand what the Pistons are doing.
Okay, I do.
They don't have a game plan. What's their game plan?
So last year, with their ownership and with the building, all they wanted to do was make the playoffs for that extra revenue. So they busted their ass to get that 8 seed, got swept, got blown out. This year, they wanted to do the same thing and just return to the playoffs. So you bring in some guys like Derrick Rose. But
then
what happened?
Swept by the Bucks and get two home playoff games?
All they wanted those. Yes, yes. I listened, weirdly, to a lot of 97.1 The Ticket, our sister station out in Detroit. I listened to their afternoon show, Mike Valeni. I think he's really good. And they pretty much came to the conclusion that that was their main goal, just to get that playoff revenue for those two games that nobody really wanted to go watch anyway. This year, they had the same plan, thinking maybe, yeah, we could get the 6th or 7th seed, when everybody in Detroit just wants them to stink, blow it up, and get a top draft pick in the next couple of years. So they bring in a guy like Derrick Rose. You're thinking, hey, we got a little bit better. Maybe we could jump up to the 7th or 6th seed. Problem was, nobody wanted to play on that team. Blake Griffin hurt once again, knee surgery again. They trade Andre Drummond, which I don't know why the Cleveland Cavaliers would take on any of that contract. It made absolutely no sense.
The Pistons should have traded Rose.
I think they probably tried to. For DJ Wilson and a bag of chips.
Yeah, I think they probably tried to. I mean, Drummond, he went to Cleveland, and here's a bad Cleveland situation. He said Cleveland's a better, worse situation than I had in Detroit. He wants out of Cleveland already.
Imagine having to live in Detroit and then having to move to Cleveland. I couldn't think of two places on this planet that I'd want to live less. Maybe Bosnia.
Well,
I like Cleveland. I've been there a couple times.
No.
Yeah.
I always go back to what Joakim Noah said. Cleveland.
They're downtown.
You ever hear anybody say, I want to go on vacation, go to Cleveland?
Yeah, I like Cleveland. They got a casino right downtown.
Yeah.
So does Joliet, Illinois.
They got a good little bar spot.
They refurbished downtown a little bit the last 15 years. It used to be bad.
Detroit, I have not ever been to.
I have.
They put the Jake there, you know, the Jacobs Field.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever they're calling it these days. I always call it the Jake. They call it, you know, they put the baseball field downtown in the 90s, and that kind of revitalized the whole Cleveland downtown. Cleveland's not bad.
I mean, Detroit, I actually had a misconnection in Detroit, which before I met my wife, I went to Detroit and I was working. I was doing like some vendor thing with one of my buddies to make like $500 for a weekend. He's like, the problem is we got to go to Detroit. And so we pull up in the downtown area. I'm like, man, Detroit's not that bad. I don't know what everybody's talking about. But when you go to Detroit, you actually have to stay like 30 miles outside of Detroit. Because then as we drove a little bit farther downtown, some guy came out of a garbage can. He was eating like a wrapper. And I was like, oh, it really is this bad. There's a guy in trash eating it. But I met this girl and we like fell in love for a weekend.
Are you sure you were on Sesame Street?
Hey, I wouldn't go if I didn't know the way. You got 6-foot pigeons flying around, an elephant that's a junkie. I'm sick, bird. But anyway, going back to what I said, I met this girl. We like fell in love for the weekend, and then we went our separate ways and never met again. Kind of like Greece with Danny and whatever her name was. And, you know, shout out to my wife, who I love, and this is years back, like a decade ago. But then the girl found me years later, tried to add me on Facebook, and she looked like though she went from being a... put it nicely, a kicker to a outside linebacker. So I just blocked
whatever this story is, it deserves more time to breathe. You put a lot of very interesting information with a lot of questions I have for you in
a loaded in 60 seconds. Yeah.
Harvey, do you go home and your wife, you got to face the firing squad? Your wife is like, you got to hold a press conference.
No, because she listens to Riggs and Alley.
Who is this woman? What do you mean you want to go to Las Vegas? What do you mean you want to go out with your friends and you like staying home on a Friday night by yourself?
No, my buddy's getting married, my best friend. And so in August, we're actually going to Vegas for a couple days. Here's how that conversation goes. Man, do you mind if I go to Vegas? Sure, don't care. All right, thanks. Hey, guys, I could go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she don't care, man. She really doesn't. She's comfortable
well,
with
she's
it.
Got, well,
I'm a trustworthy guy.
Because you guys got a kid, and she's into the kid probably, and she doesn't care.
Exactly.
I mean, that's like most millennial women out there who got kids. It's like, their husband, they can go.
He ain't wrong.
As long as the kid is there, yeah.
Right.
My kid is 8-year-old hockey, and I see it. I see the dad sits here and the mom sits here. Oh, these two are married. Yeah, well, why is the dad sitting here or the mom sitting over there?
Because the mom's yelling and the dad's embarrassed.
Exactly.
Play defense!
Oh,
okay. Mom, we're on offense.
Have you been at these 8-year-old practices? Exactly.
Well, I remember growing up in grade school, my mom was a yeller, and I'd be bringing the ball up court, and she'd be like, shoot it! Time I accidentally followed her instructions and put up a half quarter with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter and got benched because of it.
I would just suggest, as the old wise man of the show, that when you guys are drawing conclusions, to have a bigger sample size. Just because you see one guy eating out of a trash can in Detroit doesn't mean you're in Bosnia. And Chuck, just because you see one millennial couple not get along because of a kid doesn't mean that all women have kids and then don't love their man.
Who says it's one? Me being the old guy of the show, trust me, it's more than one couple out there.
I say we send Bart to 8 Mile for the weekend and then have him come back and tell me how much he loves Detroit. You, Future, B-Rabbit.
You know, in a couple of weeks, they're going to have the sports gambling in downtown Detroit. Those three casinos downtown Detroit.
Continue to text my book.
I'll go to Cranbrook. That's a private school.
Yeah. You remind me of Cheddar Bob.
Oh.
You actually dress like Cheddar Bob a little bit.
There's a guy in the movie named Wink.
There is. And he messes with his girl. And he's still standing there screaming.
We're quoting the Eminem movie, 8 Mile.
Eight-mile frames.
I thought you were talking about 7 Mile Fair at first.
No.
And would you do that?
And I was going to correct Torby. I was saying, no, it's called the 7 Mile Fair, not the 8 Mile Fair.
Can we do a new segment where we give you a movie to watch every weekend, and then on Monday you tell us about it?
That would be awesome.
You can give me a song, you can give me a movie, and I would have no idea what it is.
It'd be like in Major League when Rene Russo gives Corbin, or what's his name, about Jake Taylor in the movie. She gives him like books to read, and he's reading Moby Dick, and they're like, come on, let's go out. He's like, I don't know, I got some reading to do. They're like, what, you got a pop quiz tomorrow? That could be you. You watch a movie over the weekend, then you do a review of it.
All I have to do is watch the Grammys or the Oscars and realize how far I am out of touch.
Well, this will get you back in touch, and we'll start with movies from 20 years ago.
Yeah, we're not going to give you, like, something with subtitles.
You know what, Horvath and I are referencing Parasite out here. We're referencing 8 Mile, which everyone has seen.
What? I haven't. I watched a movie the other night, part of it. It was on TV. It was the movie that they get to get the Bridesmaids. I saw that. I was watching a little of that.
That's good.
Like, for the 15th time I've seen that. And who's that actress in there I can't stand? The lead lady?
Kristen Wiig.
Oh, I can't stand her. Awful. Awful. How's that woman an actress?
This is turning into the Big Show.
Yeah.
I caught the beginning yesterday. And
Gary walks in 5 minutes late. Poor Billy.
He's like, who's that superhero with them claws on his hands? And Billy's like, Wolverine?
Yeah.
Gary goes, yeah, Wolverine.
That's how they started the show?
No. They start the show. I was actually on the way to Illinois, and my radio was all messed up, so I put on radio.com. I'll listen to Billy. And Billy starts the show. He's like setting everything up. We got this guy coming on, this guy. Gary walks in, and he's just yelling in the back, boot it, goot it, three-pointer. Poor Billy. But I love, that's a funny show.
Someday we ought to trade. Let's do the 2 to 6 show, guys, and then have them come in at early morning and see if they mess around as much at 6 a.m. in the morning as they do in the afternoon.
They're probably just going to bed when we're coming on.
How about you and Gary make a trade for a week?
Bring Gary. Yeah.
That would be Ellie, Bart, and Horvath.
We can make that trade.
God, I don't know if I can do it.
You couldn't do it with Gary? I just did TV with Gary.
We should do that one day, like, where we all switch up shows and everybody does. But the thing is, I've done a show with everybody at the station. Everybody from Rami to Tom Neubauer I've worked with. McGivern I've worked with.
Why can't you stick with anyone?
Pipe Bomb. Well, everybody hates me.
Because you trash everybody on the air?
Yeah, on the air, though. At least not behind their back.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Bucks win last night. Jim Paschke, I thought he was very outspoken about something during the broadcast last night. Yesterday was the anniversary of something. He's very outspoken about it. And then on Twitter later, he like was apologizing for it, which I felt bad about because he wasn't wrong. We'll talk about that coming up. It's Chuck and Winkler. Bucks get the victory. And if you tuned over to TNT afterwards, the Sixers did as well. And that's a team that we need to talk about a little more as they're coming in here to Milwaukee tomorrow night. It's Chuck and Winkler, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. We are here on The Fan, Chuck and Winkler.
Hey, it's Bill Michaels.
And the Bucks get possession. And a technical on the coach. He threw his clipboard and is asking what he did.
Fox Sports Wisconsin, Jim Paschke describing when Dwayne Casey, former Raptors coach, won Coach of the Year a couple years ago, got fired. Nick Nurse took over, won a championship. Dwayne Casey landed in Detroit and threw his clipboard yesterday. Those were the exciting moments of this game. As the Bucks cruised along and late in the third quarter, there was a handful of technicals. Giannis and Christian Wood getting into it a little bit. Giannis, friends with Christian Wood, even refers to him as his son and told the Pistons mascot at the All-Star game to say hi to Christian Wood and to tell him he has a brother, Liam. But Giannis going a little hard over the back on Christian Wood. He got a technical last night. Again, Christian Wood and Tony Snell and John Henson, Brandon Knight, Thon Maker, all former Bucks now on this team. And as they were revisiting the trade that sent Chris Middleton to the Bucks, the story on that is it's more fascinating. Even if you know the story, the better Chris Middleton is, and he's been very good. Chris Middleton, you want to talk about a throw-in in the deal. He was only in the Brandon Knight, Brandon Jennings deal because his salary was the only one that worked, and now he's become a two-time All-Star for the Milwaukee Bucks. And check out these stats. Chris Middleton this season, 20.6 points per game. He's shooting 50% from the field, 44% from three, and 90% from the line. The only other player to do that in NBA history, 20 points a game, and then go 50, 44, 90 in a season, is Steph Curry the year he won unanimous MVP. Yet I wake up, we get up early, we drive in here in the frigid cold, we open up the phone lines to hear people complaining that this guy's not worth it.
Well, here's what you need to do. You need to save this.
No more!
You need to save that little tweet you got there, and anybody who's going to come out to you at Middleton or come to at our station in Middleton, just tweet that to them. You know, that picture, the meme of Middleton. Mids has got a little bit more hair in this meme than he does in real life. But,
no one can see what you're referencing, but go ahead.
Well, we do that all the time here on this radio station. I'm just telling you about the meme here that you're going to tweet out. He's having a great year.
We did tweet it out. You can look at the... It's more of a bitmoji is what it is.
Whatever. Meme, moji, emoji.
At 105.7 FM.
He's got more hair than Middleton has right now. But he's having... Yeah, look at the numbers. They're fantastic numbers.
It's cartoon is basically what it is.
Sure.
Yeah, he's great. Chris Middleton's great. He had a fine night last night, 11 for 18, 28 points, 32 minutes. Giannis with the 33 points. Eric Bledsoe was good Bledsoe last night. They went deep into the bench as the game was pretty much over. Marvin Williams, if you're scoring at home, now is 29 minutes on the season in two games, where Paul Gasol had 30 minutes total as a buyout candidate last year to free up Christian Wood, who eventually went to the Pelicans and then Detroit with the rest of the former Bucks. But the Bucks get the victory last night. Yesterday, and they noted this on the Fox Sports Wisconsin broadcast, 18 years ago yesterday, I believe, 17 years ago, it was 2003, was the anniversary of when Ray Allen got traded for Gary Payton. And Jim Paschke on the broadcast, Fox Sports Wisconsin, was a little animated, and he said, "Worst trade ever." And then he goes, "Worst deadline trade ever." And it was like, "Oh, wow, Paschke, go get him." It was great. Then after the game, I saw that he tweeted, "Just so you all understand, I was just having some fun tonight regarding the trade 17 years ago. I've always felt your pain, no one more bothered by it by Senator Cole. I've never said much out of respect for his feelings about that deal. Things are better now, and it also got us Desmond Mason, who was a great player and a great human. But Paschke, it's okay, man. Just say the trade sucks and move on.
Well, you could argue the Bucks had a better signing when they signed Gary Payton II to a two-way contract a few years ago than when they traded for Gary Payton, who, you know, obviously didn't want to be here. And the only way he wanted, the only reason why he liked coming here is because he's playing for his George Karl, he played for in Seattle. But that turned out to be a disaster. You know, it was probably the worst deadline move that they ever meant, but ever made. But you know, we got by it, and that was 17 years ago. 17 years ago. I mean, Payton, his first game in Milwaukee, I recovered that game. He got a big standing ovation from the crowd, and I think that's the last time the crowd ever showed any enthusiasm for Gary Payton.
I remember that trade of 17 years ago yesterday, Gary Payton, Ray Allen. It made no sense. Why? Why are they doing this?
Well, that was George Karl. That was all George Karl saying, hey, let's go out. And this is because he didn't like Ray Allen. Him and Ray, to this day, him and Ray Allen do not get along. And that was him trading his guy, getting his guy for a guy he didn't like. That's basically what that trade was all about. He did not want to deal with Ray Allen anymore. He didn't think the big three, Ray, Cassell, and Robinson, was working at all. And he thought if he brought Gary in, Payton would at least give him some defense.
I also watched a little bit of Sixers-Nets last night. Did you guys check this out, or were you college basketball mode after the Bucks game?
You know, after the Bucks game, it was watching some of that late-night college basketball, like Oregon, Arizona State. I was flipping around watching that and stayed up and watched Gonzaga last night.
Ugh, I watched it.
Which one?
All of it. I watched the college hoops and I watched the Embiid game.
I had Oregon last night. I was stupid enough to take Oregon minus the two, even though they're 14th ranked in the country. They're favored by two at unranked Arizona State. What a sucker bet! I got sacked right into that last night. It nearly destroyed my. I went from destroying bobbleheads. Now I'm throwing remote controls because I got like seven of them on my table. I'm just tossing them. I just heaved one across the into the kitchen last night. I was so ticked off at that Oregon game. So
why don't you start betting on things you're more familiar with instead of finding the game and then getting familiar with it?
Well, I am familiar with it. I'm familiar with Oregon and Arizona State. I've seen
like if you want winners this weekend, I'll give you four winners.
You can, okay.
They're all XFL games, but I'll give you four winners.
Yeah. Do that, actually.
Yeah. I will. We'll go through that later.
We went 3-1 last week, by the way.
Yeah.
No, actually, I think we went 4-0 again. I think I've lost one XFL game. Like, I'm way better at betting the XFL than any other sport.
Well, you got to ride the unders until they go down to 32.
Well, one over hit. The second one, I believe, on Sunday night, the last game on Sunday night, I think the over finally hit. But they're 5-2 or 6-2, whatever, however many games have been played. I'm excited for the fight on Saturday night a little bit more than the XFL, though.
Oh, the boxing match.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that. I was listening to You Better Your Bet on the radio.com app, and they were talking about that. But see, betting-wise, I'm horrible at the early games, like the 11 a.m. games, and the very late night games. But I have like a good run about midday.
Yeah,
and then once that 9 or 10 o'clock game comes on, or the Hawaii game comes on at midnight.
Yeah, we got to leave the Hawaii game alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or any of those West Coast games.
Yeah.
Any of those. I mean, the Big West, WAC, whatever it is, I'm just horrible. Or like that 11 a.m. Like I guarantee you, Baylor, Kansas, which at 11 a.m. Saturday, whatever side I like, the other's going
to
win.
Yeah, I'm going to go Kansas in that one. Real quick, Bart, back to your point. Did you watch that game last night?
Yes, thank you. I
watched Embiid last night.
Nets Sixers.
He called himself the best player in the world.
Well, so speaking of bad beats, Nets were a 7-point underdog.
They scored 1 point in overtime.
I had them. Yep, 7.5. I lost that game. I was already celebrating the victory. They got outscored in overtime 9-1.
Yeah.
The Nets scored 1 point.
So it was back and forth at the end of the game. Nets had a possession at the end. I thought Embiid fouled the guy, but he got away with that. And Embiid, Simmons didn't play last night, so Embiid's celebrating. And I'm watching this game last night, and I know the Sixers are only like the 5 seed, but I am watching this game wanting the Sixers to lose as if they're the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to see Joel Embiid out there, who I really, like, I actively try to enjoy him. I try to like him. I want to. Deep down, I want to like him. But I can't. I saw a great comparison last night. Joel Embiid, someone said this on Twitter, and I'll use their words, is a lazier, fatter James Harden, but the refs think he's Will Chamberlain.
Yeah, and one thing about Embiid, he thinks he is Will Chamberlain.
Yeah.
He thinks he's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Will Chamberlain, LeBron James, all tied up in one. Of course, you all read his comments from last night, talking about how he thinks he's not only the best player in the game, but he plays hard every night. I keep coming out every single night and play hard and just trying to get wins and trying to win a championship. Playing hard is never on the calendar of Joel Embiid. He playing hard when? Maybe in that All-Star game. Yeah, the All-Star, a meaningless All-Star game he's playing hard in, but Bucks Sixers, you watch how much that guy will lollygag up and down the court on Saturday night against the Bucks.
And I know it's just one regular season game out of 82, but I want the Bucks to win so bad, I'm going to get suckered into it. I'm the guy that says the regular season doesn't matter, but I don't want to lose to the Sixers at any time, at any turn, at any opportunity, because that narrative is going to be strong. It looks like Bucks Sixers could be a second-round matchup, maybe not an Eastern Conference final matchup. And you give the Sixers another win over the Bucks, doesn't matter how the Sixers do outside of the Bucks. There's going to be people that start talking, and I still think the Bucks will beat the Sixers in the playoffs should they match up, so I shouldn't be worried, but it's just annoying to hear everybody fall in line with the Sixers, as disappointing as they've been. But the Nets were doing this. They don't have Kyrie. He's out for the year. Now he decided to quit. That's probably strong.
He quit.
Okay. So he decided to quit because bigger picture, Kevin Durant next year.
He's officially ruled out. So Kyrie was like, okay.
Kyrie probably officially ruled himself out.
It's not the first time he's quit on his team. Go back to the early days in Cleveland when him and Deion Waiters couldn't get along.
Yeah, he doesn't want to play. I mean, he's doing what Steph Curry's doing. Steph doesn't want to play anymore for Golden State this year.
Yep.
And Irving the same. He probably says, if Steph's not going to play, I'm not going to play. I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah, I saw some workout video of Curry. He looks more healthy than healthy.
Yeah, he was
pumping his wife on Twitter the other day.
Yeah, he had a B.
Yeah.
You could see his...
She looked good in that picture, too. Like, shout out to her. I know she came out like last year, and she's like, nobody likes me. And I was like, Then I saw her in that bathing suit. I was like, maybe I do.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. We'll talk more on this regular season doesn't matter thing. What are the Bucks trying to get out of it? How big is a game like Saturday night? We asked all those things to John Horst, Bucks general manager, and we'll revisit and kind of, after we've had a sleep on it, collect our thoughts on what he had to say. Plus, what were you talking about, Oregon, Arizona State?
Arizona, yes.
I've actually got some thoughts on that game.
Pac-12.
That I would like to share for you by the end of the hour.
Okay.
So I'd like to talk some Pac-12 basketball with you.
One of my favorite broadcasters was broadcasting the game last night. That's one of the reasons why I liked watching it.
That's what I'd like to talk about. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. All that by 7 o'clock here on The Fan.
Special thing for Giannis and his family to experience right now.
John Horst has met baby Liam. He was on our program yesterday. Full interview. Fan on demand. 105.7 FM. TheFan.com. Presented by John Paul's Buick GMC Highway 100 in Greenfield. David Stern's also chatting with us. You can find that interview there as well. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. They had addressed that a little bit on the broadcast last night, that Marcus Johnson specifically says when you have kids and you play in the NBA, the road is your friend. Look at that. You have a kid. But then, you know, when you have a kid, it's like all hands on deck.
Mm-hmm.
I know that now. I'm a dad. But Giannis gets these trips where he just gets to go and not have to change diapers or do any of that.
Yeah, he gets away with it.
He can sleep.
I'm sure he's got plenty of babysitters, people who are interested in helping out the mom and take, because it's tough. It's not a one-man or one-lady job. You need some help.
Some would say
it
takes a village.
It does. It does, especially at that age. But, Giannis has still got to play ball. He's still got to do his job. He's still got to, Shannon asked me the other day when he's at All-Star Weekend. She goes, boy, he came down here Saturday and he's down. And I said, well, his wife let him. I said, well, first of all, he's playing the game on Sunday. But, yeah, he's got to go to the All-Star. He's still got to do his job. He can't just, like, take a leave of absence. He's not taking paternity leave for a couple of weeks. He has still got to, play.
He took two games off.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he's not taking weeks off.
Right, he's not taking 4 weeks off. Yeah. I took two off.
Mm-hmm.
I think I still get another two by August.
I've got a buddy, 12 weeks.
Yeah. Oh. You know what I love?
That's too. That's milking the system.
12 weeks.
That's milking the system. I took 4 days off.
I got sick and I missed a week. Everybody else just like goes there. Zinzola's been to Arizona more times than he's been at work, just eating an In-N-Out burger. I missed 1 week because I have bronchitis and I take crap from everybody. Everybody else, it's the NCAA tournament. I'm going to take off. It's Wednesday. I'm going to go to the Calderon Club with Coach Bud and the Naked Bicyclers. I'm going to take off. The kid here gets sick. I'm on my deathbed. I'm coughing up blood, and people still have the audacity to take shots at me.
Wait a second, Barbat. You taking a shot at me for taking off for the NCAA tournament in a couple weeks?
Oh, no. That's actually usually what I used to do for him.
That's what I'm doing.
You stole that from me. No, I did that in Iowa every year.
Yeah, I mean, I always take off that Thursday and Friday.
The only year I didn't take off for the tournament is because I actually got to go cover the tournament in Des Moines. That was the only year. So that's a great move.
I think that was your Wisconsin played out there.
I was actually looking into the vasectomy, but then, Then I remembered I wanted one more kid. One more.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were on the no train.
No.
You really want to go down that road?
I changed my mind. Yeah, my kid needs a buddy. But the problem is now he's 6 years old.
Well, you're so. His buddy. That's what you're
his
buddy.
That's the issue. Like, come Saturday when I'm sweating out UConn, Vanderbilt, I don't really want him bothering me anymore.
You don't want him coming up with the iPad? And...
No, I kind of want a girl. I kind of want a girl. Because I feel bad sometimes for my wife. Because me and my kid now, he's like... become like full like mini alpha male where he wants to watch WWE wrestle and put me in the sharpshooter and like run into walls and now
you
he's
got
into,
him on the right track
now he's into football so like you, I feel bad you because bet. You know him and my wife would always go have like a Saturday where they'd go to like Panera Bread and then see a movie and go to the art museum and now he's like I want to stay home with daddy so I feel bad I want her to have like a girl so she could go shopping and do chick stuff.
Yeah, my kid just said, Dad, let's stay up all night tonight and watch sports. And then by 10 o'clock, he's crashed.
Yeah.
He's not making it through the Pac-12 game.
Yeah, my kid's like, now he wants to watch old WWE. And so yesterday when we got home, I was like, okay, we can watch one old Raw. And I forgot just how bad it was. Val Venus comes out. Hello, ladies.
Oh, that's still better than today's Raw.
He's got just a towel on. Oh, yeah, well, now it's just crap. But now they make it for the kids, whereas back in the day, there was some edgy stuff on there, man.
Yeah, that was the Attitude Era.
Yeah, as kids.
Godfather, he was a pimp.
So most people our age watched it as kids when it was tailored for adults. And now it's tailored for kids, and we're adults, and we're still like...
Watching it, yeah, I know. I remember as a kid, though, like they're in school, they're like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I was like, I want to be like the Godfather. Oh, who is he? Oh, he's a pimp.
Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan, 799-1250. You can tweet us, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Again, Giannis, a dad, and... Horse got to meet him. I wonder at what point it becomes tampering. You know, Horse got in trouble, and we're trying not to get him in trouble yesterday. He talked about Giannis and potentially signing a Supermax someday. Now, we did have to ask him in hypotheticals because, you know, we don't want to get him in trouble, but this seems to be their plan. As soon as they're able to offer him that Supermax, they're going to do that, but John Horse can only tell us so much.
The great thing is we don't have to answer hypotheticals in our world. We can just deal with realities. And there's a great rule in our league that you can't talk about or do anything that you can't execute. So luckily there's nothing to talk about or execute right now. And when that becomes available, luckily we're on the record, I think, of what we feel and how strongly we feel. And we're not going to discuss it anymore beyond that. And I think it's a great position to be in. The team is focused on getting better every day. Giannis is focused on getting better every day, maximizing the season and figuring out, you know, the future in the future when it comes to that. But a lot of the things that we do every single day is to create a culture of winning and an environment of winning and success to really be positioned for not only the ultimate success now, but long-term sustained success going forward. And so that's where we're at today, and I think we're going to continue to focus on that.
Okay, so the follow-up then for Horst.
Have you spent any time at all planning for a plan B if the hypotheticals don't work out?
There's no plan B in these scenarios for us.
And there really shouldn't be a plan B. I mean, this is a team that has done everything to keep Giannis here and build their team around Giannis. And you look at some of these moves. I just saw the first thing I saw when I logged into Twitter today was, is the Warriors trade for Andrew Wiggins to potentially bring in Adetokounmpo, and I know that some people are trying to put him on the Heat or put him on the Knicks or put him wherever. We all tend to think that he will stay. As long as he wins a title, he can go play in Bayern Munich FC with Greg Monroe for all I care.
Well, here's what Tim Bontemps from ESPN said yesterday. He said, given how well the Bucks are playing, every executive we spoke to expects Adetokounmpo to re-sign with Milwaukee. The Bucks are overwhelming favorites to reach the NBA Finals. And falling short of that bar looks to be the only thing that could put Milwaukee's MVP in play.
Yeah, Helan had that too. Kurt Helan, NBC Sports, said same thing. Rival executive says that he believes Giannis will sign. Giannis is staying. He's staying.
Yeah, but is that news from any of those guys? I mean, we could say that.
That's what was when me and Freems had Keith Smith on from Yahoo Sports. He said kind of the same thing. He's like, you know, these foreign players, these guys, they when they come over, they're pretty loyal, and they want to just kind of plant their roots and stay in one spot.
Yeah, this isn't Bontemp saying. He said he'd talked to several executives around the NBA, and those guys tell him that they all expect Giannis to stay in Milwaukee. So a little different if he's just coming out and saying it, but he's basically referencing a bunch of guys around the league who thinks that Giannis is not going anywhere.
And rightfully so. Like look at you got John Horst, best GM in all of the NBA, in my opinion, friend of show now. And also, like, look at the kind of star power you have on those sidelines. Aaron Rodgers is not letting Giannis walk. He's the greatest of all time. When you think about it, the only reason Giannis probably stays is because Aaron has been in his ear for the last 3 years when he became a vocal point and part owner of the Bucks. He's the greatest thing to ever happen to Wisconsin sports. Oh, give me a...
No. What? The playoff four here?
Aaron Rodgers, the president.
He'd be going home.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up. Right, Perkins.
Had an early weekend, Harvey. I'm going to watch some...
See you guys.
Hockey, international hockey or European hockey, whatever's going on.
Soccer,
but I think there's hockey going on too. Live betting. If you're considering a spring remodeling project as a homeowner, you are a contractor, you're a homeowner, you need to get rid of all that trash or waste disposal at your place because you're building things over there, but you're saying, what am I going to do with all this waste disposal? Well, the people to turn to is Eagle Disposal. Unlike those other guys, Eagle Disposal, family-owned, been around since 1978. They have served literally thousands and thousands and thousands of customers, and everybody says, hey, you know what? Customer service, number one. Service well done, number one. They will come in, handle your trash, your waste disposal needs with courteous same-day service, and let you get on with your project. Eagle Disposal is local. You can find real people answering the phones. You're going to get good prices, too. These people aren't going to give you any hidden surprises. They're going to come in with the latest state-of-the-art front load and roll-off trucks and handle the small or large loads. If your business relies on efficient and competitively priced waste disposal, the place to turn to, Eagle Disposal. My guys over there, I've never led you in a wrong path at all on anything I've talked about, and neither I will when it comes to waste disposal needs. Eagle Disposal, visit them online, EagleDisposalInc.com, or my guys, Tim or Bill. These guys, good guys, listen to the show, love sports, and love their jobs, and are going to give you a price and not going to screw you at all. 262-895-4800, 262-895-4800. When you need to get rid of that trash, it's Eagle Disposal. Visit them online at EagleDisposalInc.com.
I think watching midweek college basketball is one of the biggest waste of time you can have during the spring. Yet all I want to talk about coming up next is Pac-12 hoops. I'll explain why next. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
Hey, it's Bill Michaels. You are listening to Chuck and Winkler right here on The Fan. And make sure to check out me, The Bill Michaels Show, coming up this morning starting at 10. It is your home for real Wisconsin sports fans. A radio.com sports station.
Hey, this is Mike McGivern, and a number of you guys took my advice and checked out the great team at Bayview Shade and Blind. So it does not surprise me at all that they are now looking for a few really good people to join them. It's not often that you get a chance to work for a family-run company that has been providing the highest quality window fashions to Wisconsin for nearly 100 years. And that's who Bayview Shade and Blind is. They have strived to offer their customers all the latest window fashion options at the best prices and stand behind their work 100%. So if you want to be proud of the company you work for, Bayview Shade and Blind wants to talk to you. Openings range from manufacturing and installations to in-home sales. And these guys offer some of the best benefits available, including 100% employer-paid health insurance and matching 401k. For more information, call them at 414-545-1153. That's 414-545-1153.
In Wisconsin, our games start with fresh for everyone eats. Hungry fans score big when they choose Pick and Save for their game day lineup. Fresh food delivering fuel points, digital coupons, and great deals on everything you need. Bucks fans know the first basket is at Pick and Save. The lineup is available online for pickup or delivery, so make sure to start your game day with Pick and Save. The official grocer of the Milwaukee Bucks. Visit pickandsave.com. That's pickandsave.com to start your game day.
Listen to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show tomorrow morning starting at 8. Tracy Grosspeach from AB&K will be this week's special in-studio guest. That's the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Going to talk some Pac-12 hoops here. This is a sleight of hand because I'm actually not, but I'll get to that in a second. Mr. Milwaukee tweets in. He says, hey, a couple of months ago, Chuck, you, said he had an inside source at ESPN that said Giannis is leaving randomly one morning. What about that, Chuck?
No, I told you. I said a guy who I know who covers everything but the NBA, but knows those NBA guys, said at the time, this is like in October or November, said that be surprised if Giannis stays in Milwaukee. What more do you want?
We're treating all this stuff like it's news when it's not. That's not a news item. That's one guy's opinion.
Yeah, but I mean, when we're taking this Bonkamps, when he says that he's talked to NBA executives, it's
what else are they going to say?
Well, what else are we going to say about anything? Everything we talk about here, whether it's a report in the Sacramento Bee or it's on ESPN or CBS,
I could tweet out right now. I could say the speculation around the league is that Giannis is likely to sign his extension. I could say that based on talking to Horse yesterday.
Yeah, but I mean, we could do it. But you could, Bart, you could nitpick at every little one like that. I mean, we do this. This is what sports talk's about. You know, I'm just telling you, the comments from Bonkamps on his piece.
That's what sports talk was about. I'm here on my continual question.
Sure.
Change sports talk.
Sure.
Enough of your old man Mount Rushmore tropes.
Whatever. So what do you want to get to big about Big 12?
Well, I'd like to talk about the Pac-12.
Or Pac-12.
I'd actually like to talk about Bill Walton.
I love Bill Walton. He does a couple of Pac-12 games every week, and it's like his broadcasts are just different than any other broadcast you hear out there. Because like he and the broadcaster, Dave Pasch, who's very good, they just like go back and forth and are catfighting the whole game.
Well, here's a little bit of Bill Walton yesterday, just so you're reminded what Bill Walton sounds like if you haven't seen a game in a while. He was talking about sweaty people, and he goes through his top five sweaty people. So here's Bill Walton from last night's Oregon-Arizona State game on ESPN.
Ken Kesey is a transcendent vessel of loving knowledge. He's a traveling salesman. He sells hope. That's hope with an H. And he's the fourth sweatiest person ever in the history of the world.
Who are the top three?
Wilt, Moses, me, Ken Kesey is fourth, and fifth is Patrick Ewing.
Alonzo Bird.
So that's a little bit of what you get from the broadcast.
Oh, Bill is great because he's so objective.
Just general nonsense.
A guy will take a shot, and he'll just hear out of him, please, what is he doing taking that shot? Or like USC came down, or Arizona State came down on a possession last night, and it was really bad. And a guy ended up taking a 30-footer, and he goes, that is like one of the worst possessions in Arizona, in the history of Arizona State basketball. Just funny stuff like that when Bill comes up.
So I bring this up because they had a third man in the booth with them for a little while last night. Frank Caliendo stopped by and did some Bill Walton. This is Frank Caliendo.
Spend some time with the common folk, Dave, instead of your elite-level entrepreneurial friends.
Here's Houston, and it drops Oregon back within two. Before the break, Frank, Bill wanted to wish Charles Barkley a happy birthday. I don't know if you want to wish him a happy birthday as Charles Barkley.
That's a really, really happy birthday for you. Probably about 25 years old today, could still play at the highest level.
So there was the one that we know, the Charles Barkley, but
He also has this Bill Walton, which is very good. Frank Caliendo doing more Bill Walton last night.
And once again, we're paying zero attention to the game.
Welcome
There's
to our
game.
Show.
There's a game going on right
show.
Here. What is your job? Why is ESPN paying you? What is your problem? In the truck, they're all saying the same thing.
If you ask Dana Altman, Bill, he would say the same thing about our broadcast. Fourth foul already on Arizona State.
We have the greatest show on earth.
Offensive foul, send it the other way. The excitement in this arena.
Palpable.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know if that was Frank or Bill at first.
That one was a little of both of them.
No, I mean at the beginning there, what he's talking
that was
about.
Frank at the beginning.
The nonsense. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was Bill at first.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is Frank coming in? But that was Frank.
My favorite thing that Walton does is just calling the Pac-12 the Conference of Champions.
Well, that's what it's called.
No, I know, but just when he, because when I think Pac-12, I think brutal.
Yeah, well, I do.
You know what I mean? That's why he really like emphasizes the Conference of Champions. I love it. I think it's, man, he brings entertainment to the broadcast. He's funny. But talking to some old timers like my grandpa, he's like, oh, I can't stand Bill Walton. Treat the game seriously. I'm like, easy, Grandpa. Come on now. This is in 1923.
Well, when you see Bill do a game and he's broadcasting on the sidelines, you know, Dave Pasch has got the tie on, the sport coat, and then there's Bill Walton with a ESPN polo and in blue jeans. He's the only guy in America broadcasting any sport.
Yeah.
On the professional or college level, who's broadcasting the game in his blue jeans.
In a Grateful Dead tie-dye t-shirt.
Yeah. I mean, he's out there, but I mean, his commentary is fantastic. I mean, I loved him when he was doing the NBA, when him and Snapper Jones used to go back and forth on NBC back in the 90s. And I think he's fantastic doing these Pac-12 games. It's a brush of, he's, I mean, there's a lot of good college basketball guys, but he's entertaining.
I'm more into the Frank Caliendo aspect of that. Not that I'm an old man and think that Bill Walton should respect the game. Sometimes I think Bill Walton tries a little too hard to be.
I don't know that he's trying, though. I think that's just
there.
Really him. I don't think he's trying to be
I'm
out
I'm going
there.
On a beach now, and I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt, though, and there's a...
So what's wrong with that?
So, Freems, about Bill Walton. So, I was a big fan of, remember when the Celtics picked up Bill Walton later on in his career and he was the sixth man? I read that final book. It was called The Final Banner.
1986, he won an NBA championship there.
And it's a
after
great,
missing a couple of seasons.
It's an awesome book. You know, they go through each player, Dennis Johnson, Danny Ainge, Bird McHale, this, that, Robert Parrish. But the Bill Walton section is really fascinating. But was he like that, like this out there? I know he kind of did whatever he wanted. He was a big Grateful Dead guy. But was he this, like he's nuts, right?
I mean,
he's legally insane.
He had the big white man's afro back then with the red hair.
But like his interviews, was he this like break down the game. He talked about China's currency for 2 hours.
But
and Yao Ming.
Bill had a stuttering problem back then. He had a speech impediment. He had a stuttering problem, but he's overcome that to become a broadcaster. But he didn't talk. He was kind of a shy person. He wasn't as bombastic as he is now.
He's crazy.
He is. I love
and once again, we're paying zero attention to the game.
Welcome
There's
to our
game.
Show.
There's a game going on right
show.
Here. What is your job? Why is ESPN paying you? What is your problem? In the truck, they're all saying the same thing.
If you ask Dana Altman, Bill, he would say the same thing about our broadcast. Fourth foul already on Arizona State.
We have the greatest show on earth.
Offensive foul, send it the other way. The excitement in this arena.
Palpable.
Who's this Bart Winkler guy making fun of me?
He's one of the greatest college players, pro players. Had he stayed healthy, he had foot issues. And, God, his body is lined with titanium because of all the surgeries he's gone through.
Oh, titanium. I've got it everywhere.
But he's fantastic.
I'm going to take a big fat elbow to your face.
Yeah, yeah.
Henry Winkler.
Good stuff.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart. That's Chuck. Ryan Horvath. We love the NFL. Going to go on strike here pretty soon. Some players hinting that it may. We'll talk about that next. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. Gotta get that Blue Chew player.
So you want more Chuck and Winkler? No problem. Stay tuned for the 9 a.m. hour today as we go commercial free. AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan. A radio.com sports station.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
Leroy Butler here. If you get injured in an accident, you need to call my friends at the Milwaukee Personal Injury Law Firm of Carlson, Blau & Clemens. There are no rookies in getting maximum results for folks just like you. I should know. Carlson, Blau & Clemens really helped me. Don't be another number at some overhyped Milwaukee law firms. Carlson, Blau & Clemens will actually work closely and personally with you and be with you every step of the way in the process. They take the team approach to get you everything you deserve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.